What can I do for you? I know you have nothing to ask.
Any update on your two active but injured guys, McLean and Jennings?
Full practice for McLean, no practice for Jennings.
Is he gonna be out?
I don't know.
Or you're not at that point yet?
We'll see.
What's he been doing? Has
he
been
lifts,
able to run
works,
it off?
No, he hasn't been out here. He works in the training room.
From their pass rush, how important is the running back, and how is Andre doing?
He's doing well. He's done well. You know, you have those initial thoughts about a young guy facing sophisticated rushes, if you will. But as the season's gone on, he's gotten better, and so he certainly has shown that he can do it.
Are the Rams a sophisticated rush, or are they just straightforward?
How do you view the performance of your special teams this year? You've obviously been good in some areas. Some areas, maybe, don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe
depends
not
on
the return game.
Well, we feel good about our punt return, even though a couple weeks ago we had stats, last week we had none. So that aspect, our kickoff coverage has done well all year. Kickoff return, we had a nice return last week, down to the 45-yard return last week. Our punt coverage tested from time to time, but has done okay. Last week was outstanding with a number of punts down inside the 20 and four down inside the 10. So I think we've improved, and as I said before, as our young guys get perhaps a little bit later in the season, and they've gone through it, they seem to be handling it well.
Put an emphasis on that this offseason. Have you gotten the results that you were looking
though? I'm not sitting down and analyzing the whole season right now. You're asking me for that, and I'm not prepared to do that. But you certainly always would like it to be better than it is, but nevertheless, I think there's progress.
Intro Roll yesterday told us that he thinks he's had better seasons than the way he's played this year. And a guy, when he's not even at his best, is there still value in his passion and energy that he sort of brings
to the table?
No question.
Always, yeah. His sincerity, his work ethic, his passion for the game, there's no question about that part of it.
Can you see that rubbing off on some of the younger players at all?
Well, for sure. They've been with him in the meeting rooms for the entire season, and those that have had that benefit have definitely had a veteran players show them the kind of spirit, passion, energy that you need to be able to play in this league.
Two games left. Are there things you need to see from this offense now before you head into the offseason?
I think you need the progress. We've challenged them here at the latter part of the season for point production. The week that we talked about the third quarter, we got some production then, and the two-minute drill, we got a little production then. So I'd like to see all of that put together. Now, obviously, I'm back to the running game again after last week. So you're always looking for something that gives you the opportunity to say there's consistency. And that's probably the biggest thing over the next couple of games, if we could balance this thing off.
How about just in terms of this specific offense with Ben's offense? Are there things that you would like to see accomplished?
I'd like to see it in the end zone a bunch more. It doesn't matter what offense we're in for that matter.
How big of a matchup is Pugh and Quinn toward that end?
Quinn will be on the other side.
Quinn will be on the other
side. Yeah, he's the right end. Yeah. But it's all wherever he goes, and they do move him around a little bit. He's an outstanding pass rusher, and so he's somebody that is going to challenge whoever we put up against him.
Which in the running game, has Andre Williams gotten better at kind of locating the holes? It seems sometimes he kind of runs maybe into his blockers a little bit.
2 weeks ago he did very, very well. Sometimes the blockers ought to make a little more hole. Sometimes when you run in the back of people, there's not a whole lot of space. I'd like to see that improved, yeah.
With Pugh, he obviously had that rough patch in the middle of the season, then he got injured. What have you seen from him since he came back?
This is your deal. Every day you got five more guys. It's not... Pugh is... He went through that. He was injured. He came back from the injury. He's had some very good games. He's had some games that are just so-so. We count on him to be a guy that we can rally around up front.
Do you watch Beckham
almost a little bit as a fan when he's doing his thing, catching the ball?
Not if I'm not standing on the sideline. I'm rooting for him all the way, but it's, I'm counting the impact that he makes in the game. And when I get to Monday, sometimes I'll run it back maybe an extra time or two. But
you ever glance at him in practice, just hacking around? Making
the time he's got the ball, or the time the ball's directed there, I do, sure, just like anybody else. Wherever I follow the progression, just like you would if you had the sheet that I'm looking at. So wherever the ball gets directed through the quarterback's eyes, that's where I'm going.
Do you think you should win Rookie of the Year?
Please.
Well, that's a nice one to wrap it up on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.